It's just me. It's just me. And I hadn't quite pieced together that it was just me. About being told that ordinary, decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired. I am Ross. I am all by myself tonight. Ian is at work. And despite the fact that I have now donated my enormous beard to charity, I am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. The playeth doneth. I think, yeah, we went late last week because I was in a dress rehearsal or some sort of rehearsal for it, and then played all on the weekend, just the one weekend, so it's nice to get out of that. But community theater, yay, but I get to look like me again. It was starting to get kind of weird. I was starting to get a little used to it, and that's a bad thing. I didn't want the big grizzled Father Winter beard. It is still very white, but I think I prefer white stubble to white beard. This is all important stuff. It is Pale Ale Night, or Pennsylvania Night, since one of the abbreviations, I couldn't find the word, tells me. It says Garage Band PA. The Pale Ale, or a long time ago I used to refer to it as the Pally Alley. I don't know why. I thought it was really clever. It is not a Pally Alley. It is a Pale Ale. What is a Pale Ale? It's like an indescribable thing and just sort of a catch-all. I thought it was a catch-all, and then someone told me at one point that, oh no, a pale ale is basically a maltier, less bitter IPA. And I went, well, that's good, so how come all the pale ales I try don't taste like that so much? And they all kind of taste like... There goes my bottle opener. That's okay, I have a backup. Why do they all taste so bitter? And so... I seem to have a list of pale ales that are like, that one was really good. Tanner and Company Pale Ale. Amazing! We've had a couple of pale ales that we didn't like so much. But the other side of things is I've had the Garage Band a couple of times. And I'll tell you the story that's going on there in particular, is that the Garage Band, which is now leaking a little bit around my... what was that falling down around my desk? I go to Roofhound in Kingston to pick up, because Les Bar has one of the best beer deals on, where if you get by a case of 12 beer, flat rate, $60. So never mind what kind you bought, and it's a really good deal if, like me, you go for the... Oh, hang on, my tissues are... I got rid of them because my nose stopped running, but we'll see how tonight goes. So I go in because it's a really good deal for a case of the Big Brown Ale. So I went in for the Big Brown. This was in the winter. And he said, no, we're all out of Big Brown. He's like making a new batch. And he was all out. And I went, ah. Oh. So I got a bunch of the chocolate stouts and the winter ones that he was making. So we had the cherry one the other week. And I think I've still got the chocolate one in there. One of the others. But I got several bottles of the Garage Band Pale Ale because I couldn't remember what it tasted like. I have cracked it open. It smells beerish. And I'm going to try to get 500 milliliters of a stubby bottle into my 16-ounce Roofhound Brewing Company pint glass right there, which you can barely... Yeah, you can barely see that. And it's going to go okay. I did give it just a quick little rollover. It's my new method for making sure it's all stirred, for trying to get into one single bottle. It's going to come up more so in the larger bottles of things, because it was a large can, a large bottle, a large something, where I just had it. Oh, right, it was the Happy Place Dipper from Breton Brewing, which was way too big of a can. Well, I mean, it's fine, because beer, but it was just a very, very large can, and I was worried about trying to get it into the receptacle. There's some more. I need to keep working on those characters. I had this idea where it was like a Greek... well, not really a Greek play, but just sort of a play or several characters, but they all had ancient Greek names, and they're all walking around wearing togas. But they were ancient Greek names, but they were actually more modern words. So receptacle becomes receptacles, but in ancient Greek it would have been receptacles. And spectacles would be the guy who can't see very well. Obstacles would be the guy who gets in everyone's way. And so what would receptacles be? He would just be... He's the guy who takes out everyone's trash. I don't know. I'm making this up as I go. It's coming out there somewhere. The Garage Band Pale Ale. I will look this up because where is it? Here we go. That was a weird noise. Hopefully no one else heard that. Oh, no, you can't hear that because my desktop audio is muted, which I need to remember to unmute Ian the next time we do this. Someone, yeah, just remind me somewhere down there. The Garage Band Hazy Pale Ale. It does say it's a hazy pale ale. It's hazy-ish. There it is. And on the website, over at roofhound.ca, it does say, this little pale ale embodies the indie grunge of the 90s. Early dry hopped with Northern Brewer and Nugget hops, this hazy, woodsy, resiny brew brings you back to plaid shirts, mixtapes, ripped jeans and sawmills. GarageBand PA will mark Roofhound's very first general listing with NSLC all over NS later this month. It's very old. Took a few versions to capture the essence we were going for, but this blend of hops in an early small dry hop finally cracked the code. It's approachable for the beginner craft drinker, but yet still interesting enough to set it apart. We really feel like the region needs more interesting pale ales, and we set out to make something loud, creative, honest, and passionate like the music we all love from the 90s. Gotta say, Les, you are absolutely right. And there it is. It's a cassette tape on the side of the Garage Band. Pale Ale does have, you know, even the writing. That's kind of where you'd get just a little inkling of the track listing. Oh, man, buying tapes was such a pain because the writing was so small. They would try to fit, like, all the liner notes and stuff in there. I think that's why people still stuck to the LPs, to the vinyl, because you got so much more to see, to avail yourself. So, spring is... I've decided here. The peepers, I heard the peepers last week, so the peepers came out, my beard came off, it is no longer winter, it's still cold and damp up here in the valley, I gotta tell you, but I think spring is here, so sort of lighter beers, there's a lot of places, and they're closing down the darks. In fact, Port in the Storm Porter is still available up at Millstone Harvest Brew House, so I may have to get a couple of cans of those when I'm there this weekend. As spring is here, I'm back on the bus, on the booze. This smells kind of fruity, but that might be the haziness. Doesn't really say much more about that. It just says the hops, hazy, woodsy, resiny brew. But hazy usually implies like a citrus. Maybe it's hazy for a different reason. Man, I wish I was smart or knew someone who was smart. Anyway, Garage Band Hazy PA, Pennsylvania. Cheers. Not as unhoppy as I thought it was going to be, but not unfortunate. It, do I say bland? Or, like he's saying at the end of this description, we really feel like the region needs more interesting pale ales. And I'll agree to that. Is it an interesting pale ale? It's not a completely crazy pale ale. You know, it's not a rhubarb cinnamon pale ale, although, you know, good. Because that's a terrible idea. No one listen to me. Don't go see Dr. Acula. I'm not quite sure what I'm looking for here. So do I check the judging panel for the Canadian Brewer Awards and find out what's going on with a pale ale? Eh. Or do I just say, if this is saying this is a hazy pale ale, so what's it saying? Early dry hopped. Hazy, woodsy, resiny brew brings you back to a bunch of things. And then approachable for the beginner craft, yes. Still interesting enough to set it apart. Make something loud, creative, and honest. Can you be all those things? Is it like a whole song? Where it's just... this is me, and you can't handle it, and yeah, you know, I wear too much makeup, but the media hates me, blah, blah, blah. I'm kind of giving Courtney Love a slightly hard time there, but that's what I felt that was. Unapologetic is, I think, what I'm gleaning from that description, and that was certainly, it was not the vibe of the 1990s, it was a vibe of the 1990s. It was, here I am, and if you don't like it, I don't care. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what I want. But the thing about that is you just kind of learned that all it was emulation. And it's... oh, boy. Let's get right into all the things that drive me crazy. It's the main thing that I dislike about the popularity of TikTok, which is if one person does something, then... They didn't invent the word. They reinvented the word trend, because we used to have a word called poser. Now, a poser was someone who took a trend and just made themselves an absolute carbon copy facsimile of that trend. Then you're a poser. You're wearing brand new skater jeans, things like that. It's like the lumbersexual was an excellent example of a poser. It was a guy who was wearing crisp plaid shirts and perfect jeans that had never seen any outdoor work done whatsoever. It'd be like if I dressed up as a lumberjack. My wife has said that every now and then. You should wear that red plaid shirt. And I was like, no, but I am not a lumberjack. I do not work outside. I am, for lack of a better word, dainty. I am the daintiest probably person you... Well, I'm not the daintiest person. I'm somewhere... I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle. But I'm definitely not a lumberjack. I do not deserve to wear stuff like that. I felt really bad because a buddy of mine tried to take me to a metal concert one night. And I said, what do I wear? You know, because I feel like if I wear what I normally wear, I'll stick out like a sore thumb and everyone will look at me like I'm crazy. But if I try to wear to match what everyone else is wearing, I'll be wearing like, brand new... I will have to go out and buy new black t-shirt and jeans and probably shoes. I don't know what kind of shoes everyone wears. Certainly don't wear the kind of stuff that I wear. I am kind of eclectic, and I am that unapologetic. This is me, and but it's also I wouldn't say a cry for help. What's a positive cry for help? It's basically a look at me, you know, dance monkey dance kind of situation. Don't quite know where I'm going with this, but I do feel like I've suddenly entered myself. These solo ones do turn into a little bit of a confessional booth / psychoanalysis session. This beer's good, though. I'm not sure it's loud or creative. I feel like it's honest. I'm trying to find the woodsy resiny. Woodsy resiny, it's got a lovely body. The body on it is fantastic. Very, very meat, almost medium to heavy body. It's a little past medium body, so it's not... You know, you're not taking a sip and saying, ooh, yeah, I like a little bit more. The flavor is good. It's right there. But it's sort of lighter. Maybe the woodsy resiny is kind of like the earthy flavor that I'm getting out of it. But there is the hops that's part of the body that's in there, not leaving anywhere on the bitter side of things. The dippers we had last week, they were leaving a really bad bitter on the back end. But this is incredibly smooth. The long story short is... When I was trying to fill up my box of 12 beer from Roofhound, I got, you know, two of the chocolate ones, two of a couple of others, and then I had like six spaces left, and I went, well, it's a pale ale. I like pale ales, don't I? Booyah, let's fill it up. So I filled it up with five pale ales, and I had a hard time hanging on to two so that I could give one to Ian and one to myself. So he's going to have to drink this at another point somewhere in the future. Why am I suddenly talking like a drunken British rocker? I don't know. But it just happens. Do I give it a mark? Is it a good beer? Honestly, and you're going to hate it. It's probably an 8.5. It's good. It's not amazing. It's good. So where I find drinkable starts at 5, and then it becomes okay, 6.5 to 7.5, and then once it passes 7.5, you're in like an 8.0, and you're like, yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? It's rather good. I will definitely give it credit. So somewhere between an 8 and a 9, and then the 9 towards 10 is, oh yes, this is exactly what it should be. So I think maybe a little way from that, especially saying they wanted to be loud and creative. So being a garage band, could this taste like vinyl? Could this taste like, what is the stuff made, that ribbon, what is cassette tape made of? Polyester, plastic film with magnetic coating. There we go. Tiny needle-shaped particles. Why couldn't it taste like needles and ferric oxide? Be delightful. I feel like I know what that tastes like. I know what it smells like, because like most kids in the 90s, I have wound cassette tape trying to save that last mixtape, trying to save the last play of it. You got to wind it up again because your crappy old stereo chewed through it another time. I've wound VHS tape. I have taken apart a VHS tape and pulled all of the tape out as ribbons, cut them up into 6-foot lengths, and duct taped them systematically to a door frame to make our own VHS tape style bead curtain. That's a thing that I've done in my life. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever done, but it does stick out in the memories. Polyester, plastic, and magnets. That would be cool, you know? I don't know how you get that flavor in there other than actually kind of rubbing off the off-gassing from a cassette tape-style thing. I don't know. But it's possible. And that would be creative. That would be loud and creative and honest, passionate. Mixtapes, ripped jeans, and sawmills. That's very specific. There was plaid shirts, yes. There was mixtapes, yes. There was ripped jeans, yes. Sawmills? Maybe I grew up in a small, dying fishing village in St. Margaret's Bay, but didn't have a lot of sawmills. We didn't hang out in a lot of sawmills. Well, the cool people, they hung out in the woods. I didn't go to those parties until much, much later in life. As I was telling my daughter the other day, I picked her up from a party. I hung out in the band room. Suck it. I'm definitely going to leave some at the bottom of this, and I'm going to try to decide whether that should be, it's just, the flavor goes away. The body's there, but the flavor needs to, a bit more zip. That is crushable. It's so good. It's really good. You could sit down, throw back three of those, and it's in at 4.8%, so you'd probably be, you're not okay to drive, but you're feeling all right. So it's not like trying to smash down a bunch of 6.8%. You know, double IPAs or something like that. Like hairs floating in the air, which makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, that's what... I thought of... before getting here, I thought of some things to say. And I'm probably not going to say half of them. Because as soon as I sit down, I think, oh, I should say this one thing. And then after the entire time, I realize that I have totally forgotten to say any of those things. That's fine. Up next, here from Tuskit Falls, I believe Tuskit Falls Brewing Company out of Tuskit Falls, Nova Scotia. It is a beautiful orange can the whole way around. I love their can art, and it is a picture. It is a map of the world. It's a Tom Heinen song. You get it now on iTunes, Spotify, I don't know, and it's bright orange, and it just says, only. Only is a hazy pale ale, another hazy pale ale, coming in at 5.2%, so we've gone up ever so slightly. Doesn't have much to say on the can, just says ingredients and the address of Tuskit Falls, which reminds me, I need to switch my background to, booyah, there I am in Tuskit Falls right there. I think that's the picture that I took, but I'm not sure. Regardless, I don't know that they have the only up there. No, they're advertising steak and coffee. Am I in, is this Tuskit Falls? TF beers? Oh, there they are, they're up there. No, that's cheese bread, potato chips. Where's the menu? It's such a weird picture I took. Anyway, only. I think there's something in the font. It's this delightful hand scripted lettering, and it feels very iconic, passionate, and it's very this whisper kind of only. You get these noises. Oh, I opened it up and it says only. Welcome, Arthas. On the website, tuskitfallsbrewing.com/products/only, and then with a bunch of other stuff, it says a juicy blend of Nectaron and Mosaic hops bring a subtle haze with a pop of depth in the glass. Punchy citrus aromas pull you in and elevate your expectations for the first sip. Deep hop tones play on a top... Deep hop tones play on top of a firm yet soft malt structure. Pink grapefruit, orange peel with lingering pineapple and apricot sing throughout the dry, bitter finish. Can I say I'm very excited about this, and this is not currently in production. So this may be one of the last ones that we got while we were down in Tuskit Falls, as I picked up some beers down there. We'll see how well this opens, but I do have my tissues next to me, so things should go a little bit better. Ka-crack. That went fine. Man, beer is so nice. It's just so amicable. It's very... It's very generous with not splooshing all over the place if you leave it for too long. Can I? Ding! Hello. Come in! And I am getting the citrus off of the punchy citrus aromas. Okay, but certainly the apricot more than a standard orange that you would get off of it. And then I love the shape of the glass that I got for this one. I do enjoy getting uniquely shaped glasses because I don't just want a bunch of, you know, pint glasses, just the basic, this is what I call, you know, the basic pint glass, the roof hand one there. But so when they do have an option, here is Tuscan Falls. Here's the one I've got. I like that. I think it's it doesn't have the ridges down the side for technically an IPA glass, but I think it's probably very close to an IPA glass. So it's not looking very hazy at the moment, but of course it has sat in there a bit, so this could just be the top of the beer pouring out, as opposed to giving it a nice big shake. Wow, yeah, still getting. I'm not so much sure about the pink grapefruit. Punchy citrus pulls you in. A pop of depth in the glass. I don't even know what I'm looking for there. Subtle haze, pop of depth. Deep hop tones. Firm, soft malt structure. I really don't quite understand what any of this is saying, and I will need to wait until I actually get this in my face. Get in my belly. I'm trying to sneak it all in there, but it's kind of foaming out the top like one of those cheap fireworks that nobody likes. What are those called? Snakes? Where it's just like the ash just kind of farts out. It's like you're squeezing Play-Doh through one of those little shape sorters, but it's ash instead of Play-Doh, so you don't even have anything fun to play with. It is the ash. It's very good. It's very good for your coat. I'm not even going to ask. No. No one gets that reference. No one watched obscure 2000s Flash animations from fatpie.com. No, that wasn't even a Fat Pie. That was Weeble stuff. Sorry. So Homestar Runner, Weeble stuff, and fatpie.com. If you want to know where I accepted my own unique 1990s unapologetic behavior, it is because I found the humor that really sung to me, and I found other weirdos doing weird stuff, and I went, oh, we're allowed to be weird? It's like, well, it is. It is learning that your hobby slash interests slash personality style is acceptable. It's the lighter side, the more positive side of angry racist bigots finding other angry racist bigots online and then deciding that they need to form a support group. I'll end that statement there. I think I can get this whole thing in this delightful Tuscan Falls glass. I am getting the hazy. We are getting the sea monkeys down at the bottom. It is starting to haze it. Oh, look at the cloud. You can see the cloud is like pouring down from the top now. Oh man, that looks so cool. I'm watching it with the white background of the Tuscan Falls website and the screen behind it. But the haze was all down at the bottom. Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. I probably should have held this one upside down while I was keeping it cough. I'm not afraid to say it. I warmed up the beer. I didn't warm them up. I room temperature-ified the beers. I took them out of the cold fridge and brought them out earlier today just so that they could be a little... I don't want them ice cold. What's wrong with you? Hurts. Bzz. And now I am very happy about... Okay, there's some sea monkeys down there. The haze is, like, flowing down like a season finale of Stranger Things. There's smoke beasts making their way downtown, walking around, and I'm lonely. What? What are the words of that song? Making my way downtown. Lyrics. Who's Vanessa Carlton? I don't know anything about this song. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. How's that go? Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm home. But what's it be there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. It's like on a hot half beat coming here. So making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Okay, there we go. I got it now. This requires studying, figuring out the beat of the Vanessa. What was her name? Vanessa Cromwell, Vanessa Copenhagen, Vanessa Carlton. I should probably know that. 1,000 miles is. And I missed you. I have always messed up the words to this. Should I try to get it right, or is it just funnier? I don't know. It's one of those things where getting things wrong was a humor to us for a very, very long time. I've wasted so much time not drinking this beer. It's finally in here, so we're going to try. All right, here we go. Subtle haze, punchy aromas. Elevate your expectations. Deep hop tones, firm malt structure. Grapefruit, peel, orange, pineapple, and apricot. Let's try. Give her. Cheers. Well, pink grapefruit. Heck yeah. That is in there. Honestly, the only thing I'm not getting is the deep hop tones. Is the malt structure there? What is happening? That is a very delightful, easy to drink juice. It's a 5.2. So. Lingering pineapple? Not getting the lingering pineapple? Wish I did. I now realized, Canada election 2025. I need to look at the writing by maps and graphics. Oh, this is the National Post. Whatever. Show me le map. It's Acadie Annapolis. All right, can you show me? I'm trying to figure out of the red wave. We just had an election on Monday night. So 2 nights ago, so the 2025 Canada federal election just happened. Show me the results. We'll go over to Elections Canada and do it correctly. No, I don't want to see that. Candidates more main. Prata poop. Live election results. Let's try this. And then electoral districts. I want Nova Scotia and I want Acadie Annapolis display result. Could you show me the dang map? As a guess, I'm going to make a guess. It seems to go around. Does it cover Yarmouth? So Tuscan Falls might now be, well, I think it probably was before as well. CBC election map. Let's do it. Live results. Go. Give me the thing. Give me the map. Give me the everything. Hoo doggy. All right. So I need to go down here to Acadie Annapolis. It goes all the way up here. So to King's Hants. So once you go over into Annapolis County, then that's when you start to hit. The maps. You get over to Lawrencetown, so that's Lund's Mill. Greenwood is Middleton, where Annapolis County starts. Now I gotta look at counties. NS counties. Bam. Goes all the way around to, so Annapolis, Digby, Yarmouth seems to be that one. And then goes right to Shelburne. Yes. So, NS breweries by county. Let's just look this up and see how this goes, because I think what that includes is Lund's Mill, Lazy Bear, Annapolis, probably Heritage, and Tuscan Falls. Doesn't quite get around to Boxing Rock. So, 5. There are 5... that I can think of. Yeah, because Smokehouse is still in Kings. Did I say by county? With map. Some of them do say they're in what county they are in. I believe Tuscan Falls does say it's in Yarmouth County on its map. Nope, says it's in Tuscan. Sorry. The good beer map of Atlantic Canada. That's funny. True crows, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so five. There are of the red wave that we got in Nova Scotia, there are still five breweries that exist in the conservative riding of Acadie Annapolis. And Tuscan Falls is one of them. So, I mean, it's not saying anything bad. I'm not saying that anything crazy is the difference, but that is just a result. Now, the curious result there is, I think, yes, Chris D'Entrema was the incumbent. So, if we look back at election results, Canada 2022, that's Al Jazeera official reports. That's 7 hours ago. Can we look at the... Oh, it's 2021 was the last one. That's fine. Show me Demune. There's some more blue over there in Nova Scotia, so let's have a look at that. Changes in... No. Don't care. I'm getting right into the election now, and I do apologize, but Ian is usually here to try to keep me back on spec. Seats, there were four. No, three. There were three seats in Nova Scotia. So how do I find... Aha! The Nova Scotia MIP. It was... Oh! Okay, so it was Colchester-Cumberland was... Yeah, that Stephen Ellis was the incumbent. And South Shore. Oh, they lost. Yeah, okay, so there's Rick Perkins. So who's on the South Shore? So that would have been that would have included Boxing Rock. That would have included Hell Bay. That would have included Tanner and Company. I'm a little curious right now as to how many breweries have changed from a conservative riding to a liberal riding. That's not that I think that affects anything. It's not going to affect the flavor. It's not going to affect the management. It's going to affect... It affects nothing, because it's just a federal election. It doesn't actually matter. None of us are billionaires. None of us are millionaires. A couple of things change ever so slightly. If, honestly, with a liberal prime minister and a liberal representative in both Cumberland, Colchester, and South Shore, St. Margaret's, maybe Jessica Fancy Landry and Elena Hurdle, sorry, I clicked on things and learned their names, have a better chance at getting something done because they've got their mouth on Mark Carney's ear. That came out wrong. Regardless. I have never taken a political science course. I do not have a degree in political science. I don't know what's going on. I just try to do as best I can to hope that my daughter can afford to be an adult in 2 years when she becomes one. Legally. Oh, there's the voice. So, the voice I had to do in the play was, oh man, I don't know why I did it, but no one told me to stop. And that was kind of what I was hoping for. When you do theater, you try to go big and then wait for someone to tell you to, you know, rein it in, get rid of that. So I came in and I had to be an old man, hence the big old man beard. And I had to come in with this voice and I, rah! And he was very, it was as best I could do as a deep throated voice. I do not have a deep sonorous voice. I don't. I'm much more high-pitched and excitable. I'm like a children's cartoon. And I had to rasp it. I'm going, rah, rah, gotcha, rah. And one of my lines, what was my line? Nope, it's all completely out of my head by now. It's been replaced with election information. Woo! Anywho, what did we say, five? Including Tuscan Falls. Tuscan Falls, sadly, this one is not available because, you know, because of the conservatives. No, it's not that. They haven't brewed this one. There are many other delicious beers available from Tuscan Falls, and I do like a lot of them. Oh, man. I need all of Nova Scotia to bend time and space and just be down the road for me, because I love being really close to all the breweries that are near me going out there. I plan on doing a run, because there's a number of new ones coming out of Church Brewing Company, just over in Wolfville. There's a couple that we haven't tried from Patty's. They're in town as well. I want to get down to Smokehouse just the other way in Berwick. So it's like a half hour drive. Either way, it's really great. But oh my God, getting down to Hell Bay, that is a freaking journey to get to Hell Bay. And I like a lot of their stuff. Do they do delivery? These are the questions that we often ask. Hell Bay Brewing Co. Hellbaybrewing.com. In stock, our beer near you. Carried by the NSLC. In addition to these, we also found a number of pubs and restaurants around all of Nova Scotia, the blah, 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 blah. And then there's a phone number. In stock, events. I don't think I've reached out to Hell Bay about being here. Maybe I have. I've been there. I've been in the establishment, and it's cool. But man, it's far. Man, it's far. This is delicious. Is it a pale ale? It's a citrusy, hazy pale ale. So I like how it's a hazy one, and they are definitely. I don't want to say they're doubling down, but they're. Firm, soft malt structure. Yes. Deep hop tones, not so sure about that. The citrus aroma gets you at first, and then kind of the grapefruit, the apricot, orange peel. There is a citrus mix. You can't just choose it's one of them, so it's all of those things. Can't quite discern the pineapple in it. Sorry. The dry, bitter finish. Maybe not so much, but it's all good on every sip. That is... I really like that. Is it a pale ale? It is a hazy pale ale. So yes, that is a really good pale ale. That is such a good pale ale. I think that because of my description of everything, that bounces over into the nines. That's a 9.192. It's gotta be, right? Oh, I didn't even put in the... Whoops. I'm Henry VIII. I am... podcast number 122 on the last day of April in this year of Bethesda 2025. It's not the year of Bethesda. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And that is Garage Band Pennsylvania is pale ale from Roof Hound. I love listening to me update this like live. I think I said 8-6. Yeah, there we go. It's actually week number 212 since we started this whole thing. Since I started this whole thing. Ian does not like to take credit, but honestly, Ian deserves many's the credit. The only pale ale from Tuskett Falls, I am definitely happily giving that a 9.2. And then we got to get it down to the nub of this cool shaped glass. I do need to reach out to the establishment at Bay Fundy Brewing. And so I'm hoping that this Sunday when I'm there, I'll be playing music there. If you're around, come by Bay Fundy Brewing up here in the Annapolis Valley Sunday afternoon. I'll be playing some music from 2 to 5. And I want to get the Bay Fundy Brewing glass. I hope they have some interesting glasses. I loved this one because this is the can-shaped glass. It's a groovy shape of glass. Baby, you and me got a groovy shape of glass. I have decided that every time I sing a Phil Collins song that is not a Genesis song, that Ian dies a little bit inside. So this is the goal that we're hitting for. The third one I have left a little bit of Tuskett Falls from Bay of Fundy Brewing. Down here in Port Williams, Nova Scotia. This is, in fact, the old can. This is the Wayfarers logo, Wayfarers Ale Society, but this is the Citrus Y, the citrusy pale ale down there. And it's going all green and invisible because I'm bad at things. But speaking of being bad at things, 1, 2, 3, click over we go to the most summery, tropical, outdated version of the Wayfarers / Bay Fundy establishment. I need to take new pictures because it has not looked like this in about 6 years. I'm going to hit that as best I can. But if you go over to bayoffundybrewing.com/brews, you will find the Citrus Pale Ale. Still there. It's 5.6%. I don't think they've done the only new can design and design is of the Blonde Ale. So it's now the Bayoffundy flagship Bayoffundy Blonde. But the Citrus Pale Ale is still listed over here, and it says hazy, juicy, juicy, Hazy, juicy, and packed with bright citrus, this East Coast-inspired pale ale blends orange and grapefruit notes with a smooth, refreshing finish. I accidentally chose all citrusy, hazy pale ales tonight, and I didn't mean to. But since we're here, y'all. Oh, okay. Yeah, now that's smelling like the hazy pale ale that I'm kind of expecting to see. It's got that that right up front citrusy hop where you can't quite tell whether it's the citrus or whether it's the hop. And you're sort of like, ooh, what's going on here? Am I going to get, is it the dank? No, not quite the dank. It is, though, I'm trying to get all of the head out of that one because I want to be able to drink it and not feel like I'm going to explode. I brought that up with my good friend Jamie, who still has yet to make an appearance on this show. I will get him yet. When, speaking of auditions, we were talking about different ways to audition, and I said, what if you could do an audition where you asked someone for their favorite song, and just a favorite song that probably everyone knows the first lines to, like, you know, Sweet Caroline or something like that. And in the first line, or the first couple of lines, you would show off by saying the words, starting in a British accent, moving to a Scottish accent, then an Irish accent, then an Australian accent. I'm not sure why I put it in that order, but you could kind of wander it around in different orders. So you start, where it began, I can't begin to notice, but then I know it's going how do I switch? And the real trick is switching from Scottish to Irish. But then I know it's going strong. Was in the spring, but then spring became the summer. Who'd say, switch over to Australia, who'd have known it would come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline. And Jamie's exact words when I tried this one night at the pub after the show were, I don't think it really works as a audition piece. And I said, no, but I think it works as kind of a funny around the table conversation. So that's where I decided that should live. This is what you get on the solo nights. You get me being an absolute complete fool for 45 minutes to 55 minutes. Who says that you can't talk for an hour? Look at these color differences. So there is the hazy one at the bottom of the Roofhound. There's the hazy one at the bottom of the Tuscan Falls. Check out this hazy citrus at the bottom of the Bay of Fundy one here. And I think this, they stuck with Wayfarers for a while. After they had new management, new owners, switched everything around, they stuck with Wayfarers for a while, and they changed recipes. So this is, I think, an updated or tweaked recipe from our good friend Lisa, who we didn't talk. No, we talked to the two Matts. And the Matt, the brewer, is actually still there. I talk to Matt all the time. And he is the one who says he wants to bring in seasonal stouts. We tried the cranberry stout, but he wants to make the Big Muddy Stout seasonal. And I went, And I pouted a little bit. But needs must. I get it. Not everyone likes my flavors. That wasn't too well thought out. But I'm trying to get the hazy part of this citrus pale ale in here. It's smelling more familiar. Like a an orangey grapefruit flavored beer, like a Radler. It's coming out more like a Radler, I think. Yep, it's in there. But it's so clear. You, sir, are not hazy. But yeah, in reaching out, touching me, touching you with the Bay of Fundy Brewing on Sunday, I'm going to try to get an up-to-date pint glass because they did have the new pint glasses in and they just weren't selling them just yet. And I keep saying, what's new? You know, what's on? What are you doing? I'm hoping that Matt's going to come up with some cool new things. But oh yeah, they're okay. Cranberry sour is in the listing. But he doesn't. He likes. I think those lighter ones. He likes the ones that are gonna sell. So I think I want to see him explore the pale ale and the IPA and the different things a little bit more and see what's going on. In fact, I think when I'm there, I've started getting the River Hog IPA, especially since the stout's gone. So with no stout, I'm all like, yeah, give me the River Hog IPA. And I think. Oh no, I'm just realizing it says it's a West Coast IPA, and yeah, it is. It is not an IPA that I enjoy, but it's one of the strongest ones there. And if you're doing ABV math like I do, dollars and cents and whatnot, then you go for the strong one, despite the fact that it kind of tastes a little vegetably. It's a little overhopped, but that's the West Coast thing. The West Coast has got to be dank. Diggity dank. You know how those snowboarding potheads are. And we're off the air in BC. Thanks for coming by. Hey! That reminds me of something, but I'm not even going to bother talking about. But, yeah, what if you could be on the air? Like, what is a national show? Is that... There are national programs in the United States, but there are kind of national shows in Canada? Like, what... Was Kids in the Hall seriously coast to coast? Because I feel like everything gets produced in Toronto, and then just because we're kind of close to Toronto, the East Coast gets it. You know, we also got CODCO, and Hatching, Matching, and Dispatching. I can't remember if that was centrally produced or whatnot. Honestly, we should get some of these fun French-Canadian game shows and talk shows from Quebec. I should probably start watching some. Oh man, what was it called? TV art? No, not art. RDS. What's the big? I should know this. What's the big French Canadian station? It's basically Quebec CBC, basically, and they do all these really awesome local programmings, and they get in lots of local artists and things like that. We need. And I know the CBC is Canada's BBC, but we need CBC 2. We need CBC 3. We need CBC 4. We need quiz shows where Canadian comedians go on and just swear their faces off and have a good time. And I know that you've got a CBC 1's got, the radio at least. The radio shows are great. So you can get the debaters and things like that. But no, I want more. And I know this can exist. I know this is a thing that can happen because I watched Last One Laughing Canada. And it was quite possibly, it's the most patriotic, beautiful, wonderful thing I've ever seen. Watching David Foley and Colin Mochrie and Tom Green. And, oh God, who else was in that? It was such a amazing lineup of iconic Canadian comedians trying to make each other laugh. And it was excellent. I want more of that. So much more. Which is probably what I need to keep talking to Les Barr about. See how his comedy nights are going. I think they're putting butts in seats. I hope they are. He wants to have some more comedy out there. This is Hazy Ur. It's done. The whole can is here in my can-shaped glass. I won't show you the Wayfarer side of things, but I need a Bay Fundy glass. And until then, you're just gonna get this part of it. East Coast inspired pale ale. It was the West Coast IPA that I was having PTSD about. Cheers. Wow. The smooth, refreshing finish is the only thing I can really focus on right now. That disappeared. What is this? This is... Wow! Because this is coming into the 5.6. This is the strongest of the three so far. And it blends orange and grapefruit notes. A little hazy, juicy, packed with bright citrus. Honestly, the citrus is a little... This is what we talked about. Sorry, I'm dropping crap all over the floor. I'm moving slightly. It's a little packed in. It's a little crowded. Palm trees and chairs and whatnot. It's a well-run campaign. But Y'all didn't say anything. The other two talked about malt profile and mouthfeel, and they had the malt in there. But this one, I mean, it's in the color. It's in the cooler. Look at that one. This is bringing the malts and the. This is a full-bodied malty Radler. This is what I'm talking about all the time out of Ontario when I was there, and I would buy these things called a malt lemonade. It was a malty drink, but mixed with lemonade. So it's like malt liquor lemonade. I never really did figure out how to describe those correctly, but wow, that I could drink way too much of that. So the question is, when you're there and you're drinking music, when you're drinking music and you're playing beers, what's the best beer to play when you're trying to drink and you don't want to forget the Lyrmix? Do you have something that you could go in and drink like five of because it's delicious, or do you have something and you're like, oh, that's a little too sad, a little too hoppy, and I'll drink that nice and slowly. I when I go in and play music for a few hours, I feel like I want something I can nurse until someone starts playing something I know. That was not one of my old bands. He never had to laugh, which was, oh no, he did. And his laugh was, this was the laugh of the old man that I played last weekend. He would just, he would agree. He would just quietly agree and mutter. And that was the best you got out of him. But I'm glad that he didn't go. There's my actual voice right there. Holy cow. Hazy, juicy, passion fruit, citrus. Why don't you mention anything about the malt profile? This reads like all it's going to be is citrus, citrus, citrus. And there is citrus. But the smooth, refreshing finish, it just cuts out. It's done. It's gone. It's like, boom, you're done your beer. But how? Oh, this is so good. This is... Why do I like this so? Do I like this so much because the other two weren't quite this good? Or am I just here saying a hazy citrus pale ale that's this color? Do I need to get them to update? They can't be making it with the same description. They can't be making it with the same recipe. I can't believe they kept the same description, but did they tweak the recipes to match the description? I'm asking Matt. I'm going to get mad on the... Hang on. Why don't I just talk to Brewer Matt on the phone? We'll get him in here. Wow. That's excellent. That's really, really, really good. And I think a 9.6. I will say a 9.6 for your citrus pale ale. Well done, Bay of Fundy Brewing. With a few updates, a couple of hiccups, but and I We've had this conversation. I've got this glass with the Wayfarers Ale Society on it, and I've got the can with the red, the little red logo. They tore down the red logo. They've put up their Bay of Fundy Brewing. It's up, and I let them know that even with the changed recipes. So when they said, "Oh, we've changed these things," and I tried the recipes that they changed, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's so much better," because Ian and I haven't found ones like this in a while, and Steve Crane would love to hear this, where the evolution of craft beer in Nova Scotia is that we're getting better, and they are getting better. All of them are better. We don't get that, this tastes like it wasn't actually fermented properly. This tastes like it's yeasty and gross and awful. Don't get that anymore. Used to get that. Almost 100% on the Wayfarers logo. So I love the fact that they rebranded because you needed to. And I said it to them. I said it to Paul, and I think I said it to Dave and Lisa. Lisa and Matt. And Matt the Brewer. There are two Matts. I said that when I saw the red Wayfarers logo, even up on the wall, even on the can, as soon as I looked at the can, I went, it immediately reminded me of that yeasty, bad-tasting flavor. So, even though I knew I was tasting a better beer, you know, they updated the recipes. And I was like, oh, this is so much better. I love it so much better. But you'd see that logo and be like, it's just living rent-free in my head, and I don't like it. I don't think I'm having River Hog this Sunday. Come on out to Bay Funny Brewing at, oh man, I had it open a minute ago. Hallop. Oh. It's on freaking, what's the name of it? Cars Street. 1116 Cars Street in Port Williams. You go towards the Port Pub, and then you don't go into the Port Pub because all of their food is overpriced. They're not, oh no, wait, that's where Brig and Bark Brewing is. Go into the Brig and Bark tap room and get a red. Holy cow. I need to talk to Steve about whether or not he's updated the stout yet, because the stout wasn't ready yet. But the big IPA from Brig and Bark, the red ale from Brig and Bark, really good. Not as good as this, because this is a malty, citrusy pale ale. This is delicious. I'm loving it. I got a problem. They got significantly better as the evening went. So we got to go back through and try them all leading up. So, Roofhound, GarageBand, PA. I think I said 8.6 for this one. Tastes almost gross at this point because of how malty that Wayfarers one is. Tusket Falls, I think I gave you 9s. And I think I'm going to stick by it despite what I taste right now. This is just unfair to wander around. Ooh. Yeah, the fruit. Oh, you really... Oh, the Tuscan Falls one really had the fruit profile in there. Yeah, that's still really good. The grapefruit, the pineapple, the apricot. Yeah, that's still really good. The Roofhound has fallen further and further back. I'm sticking to what I said earlier. Finish that, my 8.6 needs a bit more of a personality. And then you get into the 9s like these two. Look, it's possible. Reach for that rainbow stars. Reach for them golden stars. Mario can collect them, so can you. And the Tusket one, I don't know, can it get better? Oh, so fruity. Very delicious. I never think I'm going to have a good time on Pale Ale Night, but dang. Yes, dang. You can get 2 out of 3 of these, which is better than most of our other nights where we try 3 and we're like, none of these are available anymore. Get to Roofhound. Get to Bay Fundy Brewing. Wander all the way down into conservative country, Nova Scotia, and pick up... I mean, it's completely different when you look at the provincial riding map. I'm not even going to bother to look it up. It's a smorgasbord. I'm in a conservative riding, for God's sake. Me and, let's see. Provincial MLA map NS. Me and Millstone. Up to freaking way there. Show me a map. Pictures. Pictures, homie. What is this nonsense? Elections Nova Scotia? A federal election is going on. Why can't you just show me a map? 2023 representation. Provincial maps. Wow! That's King's Hands. That's not what I wanted. I'm wandering all over the place here. Electoral district boundaries 2024 Nova Scotia general election. Oh, dip. That looks really blue. Oh, that was the super one. 43 for Tim Houston, the progressive conservative. Oh, that's right, because they got a super majority. Kind of blocked out the supermajority. There's a Liberal and an NDP out in Sydney, and there's a Liberal... God, where the hell's that? Dover? That's some weird ass... What the hell, son? Sorry. somewhere there in near Halifax. There's a few NDPs in Halifax, and there is one large Liberal riding. It's pretty spacious, kind of the, covering the Dover. Yes, there it is. Can I click in on that? The Halifax map. I don't think that's quite Terrence Bay. It's not Herring Cove. Is that Terrence Bay? Prospect? I went to high school there. Anywho, you don't want to listen to me prattle on about all this. I'm done my three beers. I'll have you know. Well, almost, but I'm saving this sip. I think I'll let my wife have a sip of this. I will see if my wife likes this, because it's quite tasty. Wow! Are you hearing this? My phone just exploded. Okay! Do I need to check the face? Like, apparently Facebook suddenly just decided to fully explode. What are you saying? Oh, you know what that is? Like, Darren Harvey likes my photo, likes my photo, likes my photo. Oh! Do you know what time it is? It's 9 o'clock. I am trying to remove myself as an admin from the TAN open mic night that I used to host. And every night at from 6 to 8 down in TAN Coffee and Wolfville, you can go and get the best open mic that doesn't have a microphone. And Kim Matheson does an excellent job of posting pictures, and she usually does it a little after 9, and I've been here for a little over an hour, and I'm going to go see what my wife is up to. So that was just all the updates going on. Thank you to Roofhound, Les Barr, and Tescott Falls, and Matt out at Bay Funny Brewing for keeping on the Citrus Pale Ale. So for these three beers, really good. I enjoyed this way more than I thought I was going to. We are back here every Wednesday from 8 to 9. Hopefully, talking to some of the other brewers. I may need to do it on a different night because they're not available on a Wednesday. But a couple of adjustments, but we should still be back here. But we're back here every week, approximately 8 to 9, Wednesday night, live on the old YouTube channel, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find us on, you can find us on the Facebooks, you can find us on the Instagrams, you can find us on the TikToks, you can find our podcast in the podcasty places, and if you want to go right to the source, you can go to drinkns.unsupervised.beer. I think I got that right. So thank you for stopping by, everyone, watching this, and checking things out. Get to your local Nova Scotia Brewers, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night!